This week's parasha is Parashas Ha'azinu, coming very, very close to the end of Sefer Devarim once again, the very end of the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. Parashas Ha'azinu is the beautiful prophecy and song that Moshe Rabbeinu composed, and delivered to the Bnei Yisrael at the end of his life. He speaks about the past, he speaks about the future, he speaks about the end of days. He transmits these final words through the medium of song. And in fact, how is Ha'azinu introduced to us? Right at the end of Parshas Vayelech, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yates, Va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, V'lamda es b'nei Yisra, sima b'fihem, L'mantili hashira hazos le'ed b'nei Yisra. And now, write this song for yourselves and teach it to the B'nai Israel. Place it into their mouth, so that this song shall be for me, God, a witness against the children of Israel. Furthermore, the Pasuk tells us, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chav Aleph, and it will be when evils and distress will encounter the nation. Va'ansa hashira hazos lefanav le'ed, ki lo tishkach mipizaro. And this song will speak up before it as a witness that it, the Torah, will not be forgotten from the mouth of its seed. Finally, we are also told, furthermore, Vayichtav Moshe hashira hazos b'yamahu vayalmedas b'nei Yisrael. And Moshe wrote the song on this day, and he taught it to the children of Israel. And one more time at the end of Vayelech, Vayidaber Moshe ba'aznei kol kahal Yisrael es divrei hashira hazos ad tumam. And Moshe spoke into the ears of the entire assembly of Israel the words of this song. Four psukim until their conclusion. And Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yotas, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis, and Pasuk Lamed refer to the song of Ha'azinu. And then we move into Parashas Ha'azinu, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Av, Ha'azinu Hashemayim V'adaber V'atishma Ha'aretz Imri Fi. Give ear, O heavens, I will speak, and may the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drip like rain. May my utterance flow like dew, like storm winds upon vegetation, like raindrops upon grass. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel LeElokeinu. When I called on the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to our God. Hatsur Tamim Palo Ki Kol Drachav Mishpat Kel Emuna Ve'ena Vel Tzadik V'Yasharhu. The Rock, referring to God, perfect is His work. All His ways are justice. A God faithful, without iniquity, righteous, and it is proper. Moshe ends his life with the song of Ha'azinu. On the other hand, Moshe also ends his life with the bracha. Berkas Moshe, Vizosa Bracha, which begins in Perek Lamed Gimel. Vizosa Bracha, Sherbeirach Moshe, Isha Elokim, Espenei Yisrael, Lefnei Moso. And this is the blessing which Moshe, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death, and he gives each Shevet, in not Shimon, different Ashir, individual Brachos. So Moshe ends his life, the last day of his life, doing two things. One, transmitting the song of Torah, and two, transmitting the brachos of a leader, of a father, to his people, his children. I quote from Rabbi Shmuel Golden in his Unlocking the Torah Text, Sefer Devarim. Moshe's final communications, writes Rabbi Shmuel Golden, to the nation are delivered through two specific mediums, shira and bracha. Song and blessing. In Shirat Ha'azinu, the song recorded in Parashat Ha'azinu, Moshe reviews God's past kindness towards the nation and applies the theme of divine reward and punishment to their future. In Parashat Vezot HaBracha, Moshe bestows prophetic, individualized blessings upon each of the tribes. In addition to the actual messages that can be gleaned from the content of his final communication, so in addition to the content of Ha'azinu, in addition to the lessons we learn from the content of the brachos he gave the Shvatim, what lessons can we learn from the modalities through which he chooses to convey his messages? Why does Moshe ultimately bid final farewell to the nation, specifically through song on the one hand, Shirat Ha'azinu, and blessing Vizot HaBracha on the other hand? I would like to suggest, says Rabbi Shmuel Golden, that the manner in which Moshe delivers his final words to the nation is far from accidental. Even now, in his last public appearances, this great leader finds a way to educate through example by saying goodbye to the nation through Shira and Bracha. Moshe models two very different yet equally essential ways of relating to the world around us. First, what is the realm of Shira song? The realm of Shira focuses on the heart. Many of the earliest songs of our people are born spontaneously, with no reason for thought or considered calculation. The participants in these Shirot are immersed in the unfolding story. Moved beyond measure by specific experiences, by events or feelings, the individual or the group erupts into song, expressed through word, the unprompted emotion of the heart. After they saw Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim Mesos Fasayam, Oz Yashir Moshe Vnei Yisrael Shir Zos Hashem Vayomu Leymar. Atikach Mir Manavia Achos Arnas Atof Biyada Vatitzen Kol Anashim Becharei B'Tupim Ubim Cholos. They are moved beyond measure. They erupt through unprompted emotions of the heart to sing Shira. These early Shirot, says Rabbi Golden, such as Oz Yashir, the song of the Israelites on the banks of the Reed Sea, Sefer Shemot, Perek Tesvav, and Shirat Devorah, the victorious song of the prophetess Devorah, Sefer Shoftim, are fundamentally subjective and reflective, mirroring unfolding events from the perspective of the Mishorer, the songwriter. No attempt is made through the Shirah to objectify, control, or determine the course of these events. In the early realm of song, existing reality is accepted, recorded, and spontaneously celebrated. Going a step further, other songs are consciously evocative in character. Here, the Mishorer deliberately sets out not only to mirror unfolding events or ideas, but to draw the listener into the Mishorer's subjective reality. For example, King Shlomo Shir HaShirim, through the use of poetry, symbolism, and music. These songs, such as Shir HaShirim, are carefully designed to touch the hearts of each listener, inducing emotion that cannot effectively be conveyed through any other medium. Song, therefore, comes from our heart, and song speaks to the heart. On the other hand, the realm of bracha, says Rabbi Shmuel Golden, is vastly different. Here the mivarech, the individual giving the blessing or reciting the blessing, takes a step back to objectively analyze, study, quantify, at times even try to control the reality around him. When we think of Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed, he knew they were in Shibud Mitzrayim, in Galut Mitzrayim. He knew the Shibud was beginning. Hamalech ha-goal osi mikora yivarech et hana'arim. We're going into deep and bitter galut, exile, a deep and bitter shibud, enslavement. May the angel that protects me from all that bless these children. When it comes to blessing, says Rabbi Shmuel Golden, the mivarech takes a step back to objectively study, analyze, quantify, and at times even try to control the reality around him. I, Yaakov Avinu, and trying to ensure that my children, through this long and bitter exile, will be blessed, will be protected, will remain like fish ensconced in the protective medium of the waters of Torah, even while we are in the land of Egypt. While many different types of blessings are found within Jewish tradition, they all share, says Rabbi Golden, one specific feature. In each case, the Mivarech utters the blessing from a distance, unlike song, which is spontaneous. The people were in the middle of crossing the Reed Sea, and they come out of the banks, and they start singing a song. Blessing within Jewish tradition is when the Mivarech utters the blessing from a distance. Now, it doesn't have to be a geographic distance. It could be a metaphysical distance. Gaining perspective as he, the Mivarech, determines the proper response and experience to an event or to a challenge. Says Rabbi Shmuel Golden, we can now begin to understand why Moshe bids farewell to the people through Shirat HaAzinu, song, and Vizod HaBracha, blessing. By doing so, he directs the people towards two critical abilities that will be required of them as they face the years ahead. Two ways that are essential to relate to the world. My children, Moshe is saying, you will be challenged across time to respond on multiple levels to an ever-changing world. To succeed, you must strike the balance in life between Shira and Bracha. Bracha, always remember to bless, to take a step back for careful, objective consideration of the world around you. Pause, gain perspective. Recognize the true import of each facet of your reality. Cultivate an awareness of your dependence on God. Express gratitude for the gifts you might otherwise take for granted. And plan and dream for yourselves, your loved ones, your entire people. Request from God that he grant you continued ability to fulfill those plans and those dreams. That so eloquently summarizes our intentions when we utter a bracha.
We cultivate our awareness of a dependence upon God. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. We express gratitude for those gifts, HaTov VeHameitiv, you might otherwise have taken for granted. We plan and dream for ourselves, for our loved ones. Yevarech es hana'arim v'yikarivem shemi v'shem avosai. For our entire people, v'yasem v'chashalam. We request from God that he grant us ability to fulfill our plans and our dreams. Baruch hanosei na'ev kolach. That's the realm of blessing. At the same time, says Rav Shmuel Golden, do not lose heart, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the people. Don't forget in life to sing. Periodically, suspend calculation. Suspend, so to speak, temporarily intellectual attempts to objectify and redirect reality. Even with all of your striving, much remains beyond our control. Immerse yourselves in the moment, every moment of life. Feel with your heart. That's the realm of Shira. And touch the heart of others. Never lose your sense of wonder and the beauty that surrounds you each day. Sing a song to God, Mizmor LaSoda. Never lose your sense of wonder and the beauty that surrounds you. And just as I sing to you now, says Moshe, of the challenging road that lies ahead, celebrate the road ahead. Remember to sing for the gifts from God. And yes, sing for the challenges, the struggles, the joys, the pain, and the faith in your ultimate redemption. As I sing and bless you today, Shirat Ha'azinu, juxtaposed to Vizot HaBracha, always find a way, my nation, to bless and to sing. It's so moving. It's like a song. It's so beautiful. It's such a tremendous insight that Rabbi Golden offers us, not only into the last hours of Moshe Rabbeinu, the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu, but all of us in our lives as we learn to go through life with both the perspective of blessing and the perspective of song. And that is how Moshe ends his final day on earth. Ha'azinu ha'shamayim v'adaber v'tishma ha'aretz imreifi. V'adaber Moshe ba'aznei kol kahal Yisrael as divrei hashira hazot ad tumam. And on the other hand, v'zos ha'bracha sher berach Moshe ish elokim et b'nei Yisrael lifnei moto. Wow. Okay, everybody. Gorgeous. Thank you so much. Torah is really the ultimate song of our lives. An ultimate blessing of our lives. I wish everybody a wonderful day, and Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom, Kol Tov, and thank you to all.